I'm Jasmine Haas, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, White House changes. Jimmy Fallon tossed Scaramucci's on-the-record lash out to a New Yorker reporter. Stephen Colbert gives his best impression of Lindsey Graham's warning to Trump in his plans for the Attorney General. And Samantha Bee compares the White House's treatment of Spicer to that of a soap opera star. All of that and more in today's Punchlines.
The interview that Trump's communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, gave to the New Yorker. I guess he called the reporter to lash out. That's what you do.
Yeah.
When you feel like lashing out, you call a reporter. Yeah, yeah. And he wanted to talk about Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. He forgot to ask that the conversation be off the record. So they just printed what he said. But on the bright side, it looks like he just found his first White House leaker. Yeah, that's it. He's the one doing it.
Now, the one person in Washington Trump has really given the executive swirly to this week is Attorney General and Pixie watching you have sex from behind a clover leaf, Jeff Sessions. Trump is still furious that Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation, and now he doesn't have a right-hand man at Justice who will fire Mueller for him. And we now have learned that Trump has been talking privately about how he might replace Sessions and possibly sidestep Senate oversight with a recess appointment. Wow, just replacing Sessions while everyone's on vacation, that is cold. That's like saying, hey, kiddo, welcome back from summer camp. By the way, this is your new sister, Alice. She's replacing your old sister, Martha, who, let's face it, was a little mouthy. Anyway, get washed up, buddy. Come on. Or you're next.
Last week, the telenovela that is our government did what any failing TV show does when faced with backstage chaos and plunging ratings. They replaced one of their characters.
We are following breaking news. Sean Spicer is out as White House press secretary.
No, you ding-dongs, you replaced the wrong guy. That's like if 2 1/2 Men had reacted to Charlie Sheen's meltdown by firing that insane troublemaker, John Cryer.
Listen to this, guys. I read that Trump's administration is going to start cracking down on marijuana users and will be linking weed to violent crime. Trump isn't messing around. Today, he announced plans to build a wall around Colorado. And not messing around. Well,
South Carolina Republican and oldest man in an elementary school picture, Lindsey Graham, is warning the president not to mess with Sessions.
I'm 100% behind Jeff Sessions. There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay.
Holy hell. Holy hell. I do declare, holy hell. And if you persist, I will whip you with my fiddlesticks. Holy hell.
All he could bring into the press room was his big bag of motivational platitudes.
I'm a super optimistic guy. You know, I'm too short to see the glass anything other than half full. Nobody has ever worked for me. People work with me. If you want to eat an elephant, you got to eat it one bite at a time.
Don't bother, dude. That elephant is eating itself.
And Graham went on to warn.
Any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Yes. And then again, if he doesn't go after Mueller, that's also the beginning and end of the Trump presidency. So either way, things are looking up.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.